The Pentagon has just one burn center to treat the hundreds of servicemen and women who've been badly burned in the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan. Yesterday on the program, we met some of the doctors and nurses who work at that burn unit at Brooke Army Medical Center, or BAMC, in San Antonio. Today, we're going to meet one of their success stories, a patient who's made it through. Sergeant Joe Fowler is going through his daily two-hour course of physical therapy at BAMC with therapist Vicky Barrera. She's trying to rotate his shoulder.
It doesn't rotate.
It rotates up here.
Well, that does.
Yes, right here.
He's an outpatient now after spending 4 months in the hospital.
Hurting?
Yeah.
How bad? 1 to 10.
8.
Joe Fowler and his wife, Leslie, know they have a long road ahead of them.
It's not something to say, hey, well, he'll be fine in 6 weeks. Like, if you broke a bone, it's like, hey, he'll be fine in 6 weeks. It's just only time tells.
A minimum of 2 years is what we've been told, just for the general healing process. It'll probably be more like 5 years as far as, like, continued surgeries and things like that. So it's not something, unfortunately, that can be healed tomorrow, but he's doing wonderfully.
Joe Fowler was a dog handler assigned to the Army's 10th Mountain Division. On December 11th of last year, he was in a convoy going out to a warehouse to search trucks coming in with ballots just before the Iraqi elections. His Humvee hit an anti-tank mine, and Joe remembers everything.
From the first initial explosion to we hit the actual anti-tank mine, looking down and seeing like the flash of the red. I remember getting up across, actually on the other side of the road, when I was ejected, I was sitting on the passenger side, and then just getting up and opening your eyes, and you see like the orange and red of the flames.
Was the Humvee armored?
Yes, it was an up armored, and basically there was nothing left of the truck, just a big heap of metal. So,
one of the soldiers in the Humvee died. Joe also lost his partner, his dog Dak, a Belgian Tervuren, who he says was like his best friend. And Joe says that's been worse than dealing with his own injuries, which are extensive. His face and arms are laced with red scars and a patchwork of skin grafts. He can't straighten his arms. His elbows stay bent. Joe Fowler's blue eyes are bright. He's had 3 surgeries to replace his eyelids so they can close and so his eyes can be saved.
Well, it's burned 54% of my body. My right arm was broken at the wrist and the bone was dislocated from the elbow. My right ankle was broken as well. At the time, it's like adrenaline's going through you, so I didn't know any of that was actually broken because I was able to walk from the first explosion. I was able to put all the flames out.
You were able to put the flames out on your own body?
Yes.
His wife, Leslie, has moved to San Antonio with their son, Shane, who's now 10 months old. Shane has pretty much grown up in this hospital, and the staff dotes on him.
Baby Shane.
Vicky Barrera, the therapist, stretches Joe's hands. They're stiff and wrapped in gauze dressings up to his forearms to cover his wounds. She sets him to work. He has to grasp colored clothespins and try to move them from one wire bar to another. His focus is intense.
We went from the first to the second. Right.
Joe's hands tremble as he tries to squeeze, and the pins clatter down to the table.
Which finger are you using mainly?
Middle finger.
Middle finger?
Yeah.
That's okay. As long as you're trying to grip and release.
Between exercises, Vicky Barrera talks with Joe and Leslie about their daily frustrations.
It's frustrating when you can't do something for yourself.
Yeah.
That's, you know, especially if you have an itch and you have to call somebody over to...
It's just like little things.
Give me an example.
Like being able to, like, actually kind of open their fridge, grab something out, just anything. Like, when you're hungry, being able to make something.
Mm-hmm. Been able to open your Coke?
No.
Or chips?
No.
Microwave?
No.
Eating chips and salsa, that's the most annoying.
Eating chips and salsa?
Because you can't eat it.
Pick it up and
eat
scoop
it
up?
Yeah.
When we sit down to talk, Joe and Leslie both sound remarkably upbeat. No, he's not 100% of what he was. But they both take pride in what Leslie calls the baby steps Joe is making.
One of those things, he's got to get back and heal up for the family, make sure you're there for them.
Our logic is it's just one day at a time. He'll get well, that's the important part, and he's here. You know, my son gets to see his dad and gets to have a dad. That's the most important part. All of this is just, you know, I hate to say that it's just superficial, but it is. I mean, the most important part is that he's still breathing. So we're very fortunate in that respect. And even with the extent of his injuries, you always know that there's somebody here that's worse. And that's something to think about. There are a lot of guys that are either worse injured that have been here for longer than he has that have never even made it out of the hospital yet. And then there's the ones that haven't made it, that have fought and fought and fought and that don't make it. And so we think of them and their families and understand that, okay, so we're having a bad day, but not nearly as bad as they're having.
Is that how you feel about it too?
Yeah, and then families kind of, they can kind of see me, I guess, and be like, well, he's up and out and about. And then I go and I talk to the other people that have been burned as well to kind of help them through the process of getting healed and going, yeah, it sucks, it hurts, but you got to do it. And you just got to try to fight through the pain and heal up as quick as you can.
And sometimes what might seem like a small success can make all the difference. Major Ian Black is chief of anesthesia at the burn center.
I mean, these are incredibly stoic guys. They just want to be functional. I mean, the difference between having all of their fingers cut off or amputated and having a little bit of a nubbin so that they're able to button their shirt and go to the bathroom is enough to, that's what they're worried about, to be functional enough that they can take care of themselves.
For now, much of Joe's care falls to his wife, Leslie. She's had to leave her job with the Girl Scouts to devote herself to helping Joe.
I have to do his help him with his showers and do his dressing changes. I have to give him injections twice a day. I regulate his medications, applying the creams, and if we're eating something that he can't stab at, I feed him. And, you know, getting him into the car, simple things like buckling a seatbelt. He doesn't have enough motion in his hands to buckle a seatbelt. He can't get out of bed without having his legs wrapped. Getting him out of bed is a 45-minute process to get his legs wrapped and to get him up and dressed and things like that, because he can't dress himself at this point and things like that. So, I mean, it's a full care job. He likes to joke that we have two babies now.
Joe Fowler says he works through the pain with humor as much as he can. When it gets really bad, he says, he'll zone out, just get quiet, and he'll think about those things he misses.
Miss mountain biking. Love to mountain bike. I can't really jump on a bike right now and go charging down hills. Can't really go fishing a lot either. Love to fish. Can't really make your own food, so it's like you got to ask for help from anybody. So just ask here and there and be like, hey, can you help me out? So that's the hardest thing now, is not being able to do what I used to do.
But that's coming back, some
yes.
of that?
Yeah, it's all coming back, so working on getting my hands back and hopefully be able to go out and jump on a bike and go mountain biking. So I set goals for myself, but I know that if it doesn't happen, then it's okay. I make progress every day, so.
The next day, we run into Joe and Leslie at the hospital just before he goes in for his latest eyelid surgery. They're standing in the hallway talking to Captain Carrie Kingsley Smith, a registered nurse who's holding some brand new parts for Joe's bike. Turns out the nurse had been talking with his mother-in-law about Joe Fowler. She wrote to the bicycle company Trek, and pretty soon Trek called to say, what do you need and where can we send it?
This is adaptive equipment. He's got hydraulic disc brakes, which are real expensive per wheel, and Trek decided to go ahead and cough that up. So all he talked about while we were doing wound care on him for hours at a time was riding his mountain bike in Colorado.
Yeah. So, just get me out there to go ride.
We'll get you back up real soon.
Appreciate it, sir.
Yeah, no problem.
Joe Fowler has set this goal. He wants to have enough grip strength in his hands to get up on that bike by the end of the year. Meantime, there's been another breakthrough. Last Sunday, he was able to brush his teeth by himself for the first time in 7 months. You can hear the first part in our series about the Burn Center at Brooke Army Medical Center at our website, npr.org.